Good afternoon, and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. Last week, KILJ's Allison Jacobs had a chance to visit with Henry County Sheriff Rich McNamee.
How are you, Sheriff?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I think that was a perfect introduction for you.
That was quite the jazzy tune, wasn't it?
Well, you're nice enough to come in every single month and give us an update. So what has the sheriff's office been up to?
Well, you know, the last month, July, we had a few special days here and there, you know, Independence Day, 250 years. That was pretty awesome. But all in all, the month of July was pretty peaceful around the county.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, it's always a good thing.
So can you tell us an update on your jail numbers? That's usually kind of how you lead off.
Sure, yeah. So the population of inmates in the jail this last month was in the mid-70s on an ADP, or average daily population. Mid-70s, which is up a little bit, and that's a comfortable place for us to be. But total revenue at the end of July for housing out-of-county inmates was $4,826,661.
That's a good chunk of change.
That's a good chunk of change. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
kudos to our jail staff. They're kicking it and taking names.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And speaking of jail staff, you actually mentioned off air that you might be looking for a couple people. Did you want to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a couple people that came to us a year ago from a neighboring jail, and they have moved back and went back to their original employment. So we have two openings. We're taking applications kind of on an ongoing basis until we fill our slots. So if you're interested in a job in corrections or law enforcement, come in and see us. Get an application.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. We'll be sure to send people your way.
Awesome. That would be totally awesome.
So then what else do you want to update us with from the sheriff's office?
Well, every month I kind of talk about our call volume. At the end of July, we had 12,286 calls. That's countywide. That's all fire, ambulance, law enforcement, EMS, that kind of stuff. To compare that a little bit, we're up about 175 calls. We had 12,105 at the end of July last year. We're down a little bit from a couple years ago at 13,529. And 10 years ago, just for a little comparison, we're at 13,131. So we're relatively the same as we've been for the last decade.
Okay.
It's always a good thing when our call volume goes down a little bit. Emergency services aren't needed. That's a plus. But we've had a busy year so far.
And it's good to know that you guys are there if we do need you.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We'll be Johnny on the spot to come help you out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then something really big here locally in July is the Henry County Fair.
Yeah. So the deputies and dispatchers and jail staff and I were all out at the fair. We spent some quality time out there. It's always fun to be out there in the public and get to see our public in a good way when they're not in crisis and they need us. We had a successful fair, in our opinion. Deputy Bass, for those that got to watch him, was part of the Iowa professional wrestlers thing. He didn't lose. He didn't get his hind end kicked. He did a great job. He didn't get hurt. He made his debut, and we're proud of him. He had fun.
Now, I don't know, Rich. Do you think it was due to his coaching?
Well, we thought that at first, that his coaching would be me. But ironically, he was like the side, outside the ropes guy for one of the professional wrestlers.
Okay.
I would compare that wrestler to the Hulk Hogan of WWE.
Oh, this guy,
I forget his name, I apologize, but he was kind of the headliner, if you will, of the IPW, and Logan was in his corner. And you know how that works. You know, things get out of control. The other manager cheats a little, so Logan jumped in to stop the cheating, and he actually got to pin a guy. It was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun.
Well, thank you guys for being willing to do that. I mean, so often we see police officers, our sheriff's deputies, in this role of enforcement. We are the strong arm of the law kind of sense.
Right.
So it's nice to see you guys be people.
Yeah.
And remind everyone that just because you're brave enough to wear this uniform every day doesn't mean you're not people yourself. So thank you for showing that side.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. Yeah,
good.
It was.
Good. And then what's coming up in August?
Okay, so in August, we got a few things that are coming up. The 7th is Lock Your Vehicle Day. It's a reminder that thefts occur mainly because of opportunity. Those are crimes of opportunity. Lock your doors at home and on your vehicles at all times. Don't leave valuables viewable to the public, whether it's on your kitchen table right inside the window, or it's on your dash or your console in your car. put that loose change away where it can't be seen. Jewelry, all that kind of electronics, just hide those things. Even if you stick them under the seat and lock your door, chances are that they're going to mosey on to the next better opportunity.
It's so easy to be so trusting here in Southeast Iowa. I am guilty of it all the time.
Well, unfortunately, a week or so ago, the sheriff's office became victim of a crime of opportunity. Someone broke into one of our squad cars at a deputy's house. They stole some firearms and other things out of there. The total loss for the county was in the thousands of dollars. But we did have a lucky break on that, and we got some return of our property.
Good.
And we have people in jail for the crime they committed. But unfortunately, we had to repair that squad car and replace those firearms because they were damaged beyond repair.
Well, the thing is, if you guys aren't safe, we definitely need to make sure all of our stuff is locked.
Right, right. It's just a crime of opportunity, and unfortunately, that's what happened, and we'll move on from that. But this August 7th is a reminder, that's today, to lock up, take your valuables out of sight, and hopefully deter a criminal.
Thank you. So what else is coming up in August?
Well, a week from today, August 14th, is our annual golf tournament. I know you're going to the Golf and Country Club today for the chamber for a golf tournament, but our golf tournament for the Sheriff's Office is next Friday. For those that are participating or those that are just coming to spectate, like I will, I'm not a golfer, but it'll be fun. We should have fun there, and everybody should gather around and have a great day, and we hope it's a success.
You know, golf tournaments are fun because it's a fun way to raise money.
At
the end of the day, you're doing something good.
And so you kind of get to cut loose and have a great day, too. So
Yes.
So several things at the end of the month here that are coming up, and everybody knows they're coming. School's starting back up end of the month already. It seems like it's June, and here we are, almost mid-August. But school's starting up. We'll have the Salem Old Settlers. You know, last weekend was Crooked Creek Days. The Trenton Car Show was last weekend. And let's not forget Midwest Old Threshers Reunion is coming at the end of the month. Locals love it or they don't. I'm a lover. I love to go to Old Threshers, Old Settlers, and have fun. It's kind of a nice time, again, to unwind and see people out in the public and have fun. But let's celebrate and use caution around the county. Something we always talk about in our business, maybe not in the radio business, but take a little extra time especially during the Midwest Old Threshers Reunion. There's a lot of people in our county. Take a little extra time and travel with safety. Plan on being delayed a little bit. Remain vigilant and look at your surroundings so you don't have that unfortunate incident. Just take a few minutes. When school starts up, school buses will be traveling. Yellow or red lights mean hit the brakes, stop, don't hit a kid. That'd be tragic. So it's just a good time to remind people to take an extra minute.
Absolutely. And we've had some car accidents with merging onto interstates and everything in the county. We just want to be safe.
We had a couple crashes just yesterday, ironically, at the same intersection. It's the Henry Des Moines line with US 34. Mm-hmm. Had a couple crashes there, and they could have been avoided just by a little extra time and moment to make sure they got through them safe.
Yeah, just take that extra beat.
Yep, absolutely. So a couple other things, and I'll get out of your hair. I promise.
Oh, you can stay here all day, Sheriff. It's fine.
Maybe I have a future in radio. I don't know.
Hey, there you go.
In the month of August, we got a couple celebrations of employment anniversaries. Deputy Sergeant Garrett Cargill will be celebrating his 21st year with employment in Henry County.
Great guy. I got to be at the Midwest Old Threshers Gates with him 1 year.
Awesome.
He's super kind.
Great fella. Yep. Dispatcher Janae Boddy. And our Facebook connoisseur will celebrate 13 years with Henry County.
I actually got to meet her in person last Saturday. I felt like I knew her because I talked to her on the phone and I see her on Facebook all the time.
Yes, very creative. So congratulations to Janae. Deputy Sergeant Aaron Apollera will celebrate 12 years of employment with the county. Ironically, I always talk about Aaron because he started his career. He got out of the military and came home. Wanted a job, and I didn't really have any openings, but I put him on part-time in the jail 12 years ago. So he started out as a part-time jail worker, then he went to full-time jail worker, then he became a deputy sheriff, and now he's a sergeant with the deputy ranks.
Dang.
He's kind of the spokesmodel for how to advance your career at the Henry County Sheriff's Office. Congratulations to Aaron on 12 years. And then we have two people celebrating 1 year of service, Jailer John Haley and Jailer Chloe Collis. We'll both celebrate 1 year of employment with us. And last but not least, Brent Roth will celebrate 4 years with the Sheriff's Office and 12 total years with Henry County. He started out with the road department, came to us 4 years ago. We're proud to have him aboard as well.
Brent's great. I know his wife well.
Great guy. Great gal. Yeah. And last but not least, a couple birthdays we'll celebrate this month. Cassie Kraft, who's a deputy sheriff investigator, her birthday's the 11th. Audrey Patzner, who's a dispatcher, her birthday's the 22nd. And the 26th, we're going to have to buy a big cake because we got three birthdays at the sheriff's office. Chloe Collis, excuse me, Renee Zalma, and Jim Honorado. They will also celebrate their birthdays on the 26th. And we're excited to celebrate with them.
You'll have to get a sheet cake with three different flavors.
We should. Yeah, like a Neapolitan cake.
There we go.
So that's about all I got to report, Allison. Kind of a short report this month, but I appreciate you having me here.
Well, thank you for your time and thank you for your update. And also thank you for everything you do for our county.
Well, I'm proud to be here.
We'll see you next month.
All right.
Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week.